Hi and welcome to Your Parliament Online. As we do every week, we're really just giving you an insight into what your local MP has been up to in the previous 7 days. Your local MP is Stephen Lloyd and he covers the Eastbourne constituency. In the last couple of days, Stephen's been talking about the chemical haze that hit Eastbourne and really what his views are on it. He's also mentioned his frustration with the authorities as apparently they're failing to collect samples at the Burling Gap Beach, which actually suffered from the chemical haze. This comes after a gas cloud descended on the beauty spot on Sunday, August 27th, leaving hundreds with streaming eyes and sore throats. Stephen Lloyd MP said in a statement, "The latest reports I've received from the Environment Agency are that the Marine and Coast Guard Agency are, most likely, pinning the gas on one of up to 180 ships who are in the vicinity around the time of the gas cloud. The challenge, they tell me, is identifying which ship, as they are unlikely to own up to doing what appears to have been an illegal act. Plus, the boats can only be properly assessed when they berth. I'm frustrated that none of the bodies involved appear to have thought to take air samples of the haze, so we all remain unclear what its makeup actually was." So East Sussex Fire and Rescue Service said in a statement on August 29th, gas monitoring equipment was used in the immediate area on August 27th when the Fire and Rescue Service attended the scene, but this did not result in sufficient readings to conclusively identify the gas. This makes it more difficult to discover where it came from. So there you go. This Stephen Lloyd's view on the chemical haze that hit Eastbourne's Burling Gap Beach on a sunny Sunday on August the 27th, bank holiday weekend, leaving hundreds with streaming eyes and sore throats. Next up, local residents joined members of the council's neighbourhood for... team and Eastbourne MP Stephen Lloyd to launch the campaign at an alleyway in the junction of Dudley Road and Albion Road, one of the town's hotspots where fly tipping has been a problem. So Eastbourne Council is urging residents to back a new Pride in Our Neighbourhood campaign. The campaign wants residents to take ownership of where they live and work with the council to stop fly tipping, dog fouling and littering. So Jonathan Dow from the council said, "When people dump rubbish in alleyways like this, the issue is that because the alleyway is unadopted, it does not fall under the responsibility of the council, which basically means it's not a council road, so it's privately owned, which means that the council is under no obligation to actually clean up the mess. So of course, what happens is people just dump their stuff there and leave it." So anyone wanting to report incidents of fly tipping can do so by downloading an app called Report It Eastbourne or call the Neighbourhood First Team on 410 000. And that's it for Your Parliament Online this week. Next week we'll be back with more juicy topics that Stephen Lloyd's mentioned. Thanks again. Oh, and if you want to contact us, of course, send us an email at admin@yourparliament.online. Thanks again.